A couple major changes were made to bring everyone on board with the plan. First, elected officials will no longer choose members of the Government Accountability Board. Instead, the Court of Appeals will choose them from a pool of retired judges. Governor Jim Doyle says they'll be about as nonpartisan as you can get.
If you look over the whole state of Wisconsin, who are the group of people that are most likely to be removed from the day-to-day of partisan politics? Who are people who are trained to do their job without regard to partisan politics? Who are the people that understand the law and can make wise decisions? And I think that the retired judges are a sort of ideal group to do this.
That proposal also no longer calls for the creation of a special investigator with the power to launch criminal probes. The board will be able to handle civil cases on its own, but it will refer criminal cases to district attorneys from a lawmaker's home county. Incoming GOP Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says that puts criminal matters in the hands of the people who elect lawmakers.
If we are alleged of having wrongdoing, it's those individuals that should sit in judgment of us. And those are the individuals that will determine whether or not we have, in fact, violated their trust.
Hipsch was part of the Assembly Republican leadership team that bottled up a similar proposal last session. Watchdog groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign spent the better part of the year criticizing legislative leaders for the move. But yesterday, Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe was complimenting the deal they reached.
I didn't expect it to be as strong as it is. Knowing where the various players in this process have been in the past, I didn't think that they would be able to reach a great agreement so quickly on things that are as strong as they are in this plan.
Republicans who helped kill the ethics proposal last session were concerned that putting a special investigator on the state payroll could lead to partisan witch hunts. Wisconsin Common Cause Director Jay Heck says the GOP was also leery of letting Dane County's district attorney handle political investigations, since that person is invariably a Democrat. He says this proposal is a political compromise.
It was obviously a concession, but hopefully this bill will contain enough safeguards that there won't be a sort of buddy system whereby a legislator, you know, charged with a crime will get away with something because he happens to be friends with the prosecutor in his home county.
The measure as it stands now would have had tangible effects in the recent investigations of lawmakers in the legislative caucus scandal. For example, the case of former Republican Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen was prosecuted by Democratic Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard. Under these proposed guidelines, it would have been referred to Republican District Attorney Paul Bucher of Waukesha County. This new ethics plan will be the first order of business for the new legislature. Governor Jim Doyle says he'll call a special session so lawmakers can send a final proposal to his desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.